Beyond Consciousness with Dr. Steve G. Jones, Module 8, Reading Auras. Welcome back. Welcome to Module 8. You know, now is a great time to recap. Have you been doing your homework? Have you been putting these things to practice? These things that you're learning about using your third eye, astral projecting, lucid dreaming, meditating, using hypnosis, are you putting them to practice? Rather than just listening to a program, I want you to put these things to practice. Practice, 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 as my father used to say. And it really does pay off, because that's how you're going to gain from this program. Well, in this module, we're going to talk about reading auras. Now, I've talked about it a little bit. I told you how I was able to see my father's aura when he was with us. And it was green, the color of learning, the color of growing, and that's what he was all about. He was all about learning more and expanding his mind and getting the most knowledge that he could so that he could just really enjoy his life. That's what he was into. That's what he enjoyed. That's what made him happy, just learning more. But everyone has their own unique aura, and everyone's aura colors are different, and they change from time to time in most cases. So understanding what auras are is the first step. Now, they are an outline of color emanating from every single living being. This is an energy field that makes up who we are inside, and they can be seen by those who train their minds to see beyond the physical. Anyone who has experienced spiritual awakening or enlightening has the gift, has the ability. But then again, anyone, even if they haven't had that experience, can develop the gift. So anyone who desires to see auras can learn to do so. It's a reflection of what a person's true essence is. And the colors of an aura provide clues to personality, health, mood, and a lot of things that make up who the person is and what they're going through. Now, scientifically, they are the electromagnetic fields of our body and mind. And the reading of those fields can be vital in helping people reach their full potential or to identify things that are going on with them. I've shared with you how I was able to see my father's aura. I'm also able to see other people's auras, but my father's was the first that I saw. So it really fascinated me. Also, it was the most consistent. I haven't met anyone who has an aura that's so consistent, that's always the same color, but his was. But I've seen many auras, and I've taught many people to see auras. It's fascinating to get into it because you can really see what someone's all about. So let's talk about what auras can tell us about a person. Well, they can tell what kind of person they are. Different colors or combinations of colors show different aspects of character. They show, for example, which chakras are the strongest. When you're able to see auras, you're able to see chakras as well. And you already know from the module on chakras which chakras pertain to which attributes of a person. And this helps someone work on strengthening their weaker chakras. If they can have someone look at their chakras and see what's going on, they can strengthen the weaker ones. For example, perhaps their communication chakra at their throat level is weaker. They can work on strengthening communication if they know that there's a weakness at this chakra level. Auras can also show what kind of mood someone is in. The colors of your aura change based on how you feel and think. So let's go ahead and get into this. Let's talk about how to see auras for yourself. Well, use natural lighting if possible. In other words, lighting from the sun. This could be from the sun or candlelight, preferably from the sun shining in through a window. That's my favorite. But if you have to use candlelight, that's fine as well. Not quite as good as the sunlight shining in from a window. Now, going outside and having full sunlight, I don't recommend that because it can be too bright. And I also don't want you to have to put on sunglasses because that can actually block your ability to see auras. So best way to do it is inside or perhaps out on a porch where the sunlight is indirect. Second best would be candlelight. So if you're inside, make sure the light coming in is not too bright. And have the person you are attempting to read stand or sit in front of a plain background. In other words, not some busy curtain or some busy wallpaper or some busy painting, but a plain background, one color. Patterns or images behind the person are only going to distract your ability to read auras. You're going to get distracted by the colors on the patterns and the shapes and so forth. The best background is a plain black or white color. You'll find out soon enough which one works best for you. But plain black or white, that makes it easy. And it's all about making it as easy as possible for you, especially when you're learning how. Eventually, you're going to be able to see them on the go. You'll be walking around and you'll be able to see someone's aura. But when you're learning, it's best to create the ideal learning situation. So a black or white background is best. And look at the person without really staring. Now, this is done by letting your eyes look as if you can see right through them. Or I like to look about 10 feet past them, which would be about 3 meters. I like to look past them. Soften your gaze and look for signs of the aura around the outline of their body. When I say soften your gaze, that's what I'm talking about, looking past them, not focusing your eyes on them, but focusing your eyes past them. That's what I mean by softening your gaze. And after a time, you will begin to see a faint outline. And this will probably only be one color at first. And it's typically the strongest aura color. At first, it will be difficult to see, but with patience, you're going to get better and better. So stick with it, and you're going to be able to see more and more detail and more colors. Unless, of course, it's someone like my dad, who only had one color that was so powerful, it kind of overpowered all the other colors. That's unusual. Most people have a variety of colors, and they're going to become clear the more you practice. So let's talk about the colors of the aura and their connection with the chakras. First of all, remember the root chakra? It's at the base of the spine. It represents the physical essence. Its color is red. And then the sacral chakra at the pelvic area, it represents intimacy, emotions, sex. Its color is orange. Next is the solar plexus chakra at the solar plexus area. It represents power and identity, and its color is yellow. So red for the root chakra, orange for the sacral chakra, yellow for the solar plexus chakra, green for the heart chakra at the heart level. It's located in the center of the chest. The heart chakra represents love, empathy, compassion. And remember, when we talk about love, as I mentioned, we're talking about your ability to love others and, sometimes more importantly, your ability to receive love, to be open to the love that is coming your way. Next is the throat chakra, a blue chakra. The chakra is located at the throat level, of course. It helps a person express who they are and to have a purpose. It also helps in communication in general. That's blue. Next is the indigo-colored third eye chakra. The third eye chakra is located at the brow, right between the eyebrows, as you remember from the third eye module. It represents intuition, insight, and integrity. Next is the violet-colored crown chakra. The crown chakra is called that because it sits on the top of your head like a crown. It's the highest of the chakras, located at the very top of your head. It's our deepest spiritual connection. That's what the chakra represents. And it's the source of bliss and infinite wisdom. So strengthening your intuition is the only way to read auras accurately, to be able to see them. So practice third eye meditations to gain maximum enlightenment. Once you master your third eye by using the information I gave you in the third eye meditation module, you're going to find that your ability to see auras really strengthens. You can also use your information that you have from the astral projection module, because in the astral world, it's easy to see auras, and you can transfer that ability to the physical world once you realize that they do exist and you are able to see them because you see them in the astral world. Then you're going to be able to see them more easily in the physical world. Once you know something is possible, then it becomes easier for you to achieve it. So this is going to enhance your ability to read auras and give you the ability to do stronger aura readings. So you've learned quite a bit in these modules. I want to congratulate you. I want to congratulate you for sticking with it and learning so much and coming this far. You know, a lot of people would maybe get a little bit into it and then not follow through. But by finishing this module, you have demonstrated to yourself that you have the ability to stick to something. The next step is making sure that you're practicing. You're putting into practice the things that you have learned. So let's briefly recap. In module one, you learned about astral projection. Astral projection is a great way to start out this program, I thought, because it opens you up to a universe of possibilities. Once you're able to astral project consciously, well, there's really no limit to what you can see and do because you can go anywhere at any time. It's wonderful. So I want you to work on that ability. In module two, you learned about hypnosis. Well, hypnosis is going to help in all of this. Anything that you want to work on, you can work on with self-hypnosis by suggesting to yourself that you're becoming better and better at seeing auras, at astral projecting, at meditating, at anything you want to work on. So hypnosis is going to be a very valuable tool for you for the rest of your life. In Module 3, we talked about opening the third eye, and you see how important that is now as you understand how to read auras. Opening your third eye is the first step in reading auras. With an open third eye, you're able to read auras easily, and all you have to do then is work on seeing auras in particular. Specifically work on that by having someone stand against a white or black background, focusing behind them 10 feet, which would be about 3 meters, and focus on seeing their aura by going out of focus with their body. By going out of focus with your eyes, with their body, you're able to then focus on their aura. So Module 3 was about opening your third eye. Module 4 was about meditation, always powerful. When you think about how many people are stressed out and having symptoms that have to do with stress, you realize how important meditation is, how important it is to process everything you're going through, how important it is to take time to yourself, to make a plan to calm yourself down by letting everything play out in your mind and by making a plan for how to enhance your life. In Module 5, we talked about visiting the Akashic Records, very powerful. And you remember to only use your powers for good. The Akashic Records provide a record of everything that has happened. The Akashic Records provide a record of everything that has happened and potentially will happen. And the reason I say potentially will happen is because I want to point out the fact that you are in control. Even if you see something in the Akashic Records that potentially will happen, well, you have the ability to change that. So by living your life in a certain way and focusing on certain things, you're able to positively affect the outcomes in your life. In Module 6, you learned about lucid dreaming. Lucid dreaming is something that is very wonderful because you are able to take control of a fantasy. Remember, a dream is a fantasy. Unlike astral projection, which is reality in a different realm, lucid dreaming is just fantasy. And so you're able to really have fun with it. And what you're going to find in lucid dreaming, if you use it, is that you're able to maybe say things that you wouldn't normally say and do things you wouldn't normally do. Well, this can translate into your everyday life in terms of bringing you out of shyness, for example. Perhaps you're afraid to do certain things, such as speak in public or sing or talk to certain people or accomplish certain powerful goals that will be beneficial for you and those around you. Well, with lucid dreaming, you can do these things. And so once you see yourself doing that in a dream, you can translate some of that into your everyday life to help you move more quickly and efficiently toward achieving your goals. Module 7 was only for adults. It was about astral sex and enhancing the intimacy with a lover. So I invite you, if you're an adult, to explore that, learn more about it, and really enjoy it. And finally, in this module, we wrapped up with reading auras. Reading auras is something that is so powerful and wonderful that I think you're really going to enjoy it and get a lot of excitement and fun out of it. So there you have it, 8 modules designed to take you beyond consciousness, 8 subconscious experiences that will change your life. So I invite you to go back through this program and listen to it again and really pay attention to those parts that you may have missed out on, because it's amazing when you go through something the first time, it's a lot of information. Let's face it, 8 modules, that's a lot of information. So when you go back through the second time, what you're going to find is that you learn even more and that things that you had questions about tend to clear up because you've already heard it one time. The second time you hear it, it makes more sense. It becomes more clear because you know what's going to happen. You know what you're listening for. And when you do that, when you listen with that intention of learning more and of clarifying things, things become clear and you do learn more. So enjoy the program again. I'm Dr. Steve G. Jones, hoping you have an outstanding life.